WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, with the advent of spring, let's take a look at our roof. And of course, any part of your home's exterior can be assaulted by the winds and rain and snow and bitter cold. But your roof typically gets the worst of it. Things fall from the sky, things fall from trees, the sun beats down. A roof that takes that hit can still remain beautiful year after year. But it's a worthwhile and important investment to look into. And of course, it's potentially very expensive. The cost to re-roof a home can range upwards of $15,000, and nationally, it's around $10,000. And that's according to Home Advisor. Roofing materials take many forms, from metal to natural slate, but asphalt are the most common residential roof covering in the U.S., and that's from Consumer Reports. There's a broad range of manufacturers, including GAF, CertainTeed, and others, for strength as well as resistance to wind, impact, and nail pull-throughs. But no matter what type of roofing you seek, we will spend a little bit of time this morning giving you the right direction. Now, first of all, as they have for years, asphalt shingles remain the most common type of residential roofing purchased in the U.S. Metal roofs, though, are expected to grow in popularity. The inherent advantage of this type of roof, including resistance to leaks and wind uplift, not to mention durability against the elements, are likely to make metal roofs more popular in areas prone to violent storms, and that's according to some market research that was done. Stung by supply chain issues from the COVID, manufacturers have cut back on new styles of colors, and at the same time, historically, high prices for roofing installations could continue to rise throughout next year, largely due to the continued high demand from consumers in tight labor markets. Finding workers, as you've heard me say, is a challenge, and that certainly has an impact on the cost of roof, not to mention the cost of proper insuring of that roofer. Solar roofing options expand. That's another new trend. Major roofing manufacturers are joining with Tesla, introducing photovoltaic, also known as solar roofing shingles. As you know, Tesla is manufacturing a solar shingle here in Buffalo. Federal tax credits now apply to solar roofs, and homeowners who retrofit their roofs with solar panels or solar roofing tiles can get a federal tax credit of 30% on the project with no income restrictions or dollar ceiling on the project, and that's because of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. The credit is good through 2032. But an earlier federal tax credit for traditional roofing with energy-efficient properties has expired. While the option isn't new, it's worth considering what's known as a cool roof. Now, listen to this. If you need a new roof and you want to reduce your carbon footprint without buying solar, the trick is pick a lighter color, because a lighter colored roof reflects more sunlight than a darker roof. It can reduce the energy and cost needed to cool your home by a whopping 15%. White roofs are best. Of course, they also get the dirtiest, reflecting up from 60 to 90% of the sunlight. And you can shop for a cool colored roof, a darker roof that uses specialized pigment that reflects about 30 to 60% of the sunlight. So that's something new. It's a new trend, and that's a cool roof. Now, how do you know you need a new roof? When a roof is destroyed by a fire, wind, storm, hail, or other severe weather, of course, there's no denying that it needs to be fixed. But often, the signals that your roof needs repair or replacement is nothing more than maybe a few granules in the gutter, or maybe a errant stain or two in the ceiling. Caught early, a small leak can be fairly inexpensive to fix. But don't ignore what you see from a roof leak, because you are in for bigger trouble if you let it go. Sometimes you can find the leak source yourself, but sometimes you might need to bring a roofer in. And a thorough inspection, if you have any indication of water infiltration, is essential so as to minimize further costs. And if you want to talk about your roof, we can do that every Saturday morning as we come to you live each and every Saturday morning at 10 here on WBEN. It's called Hammer Time Radio, and I've been doing it for 35 years. Tune in. And if you missed any of this report, or if you want to hear it again, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you. And we will see you on a Saturday morning right here on the radio on WBEN.